Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our theme this evening is the title of the hymn we just sang. Wake, awake, for night is flying. And our text for this evening's meditation is the gospel lesson from St. Luke chapter 12. Have you ever heard someone make a remark like, I hope I don't die all of a sudden. There's a lot of things in my life I need to straighten out. Or, and I've heard this, I've actually heard this in the jail. Heard an individual say, I got time. I got time to straighten things out with God. Well, the question begs to be asked then, if there are things that need to be done, why don't you take care of them now? We shouldn't wait until the doctor tells us we've just got a short time to live in order to straighten out our lives. You know, I got to thinking about this. Comparisons. Illustrations. You know, you don't get gas in your car. You don't wait until it runs out of gas to put more gas in. And you don't actually wait until Christmas morning itself to run out and do your Christmas shopping and get everything wrapped and in order to get it to everyone by Christmas morning. It just doesn't make sense. And most folks know that it's not too wise to wait until you're 65 or 66 or 70 years old to begin planning for your retirement. That doesn't make much sense. But the truth is that none of us knows if we only have 3 weeks to live or not. You know, our cars have that little gauge up there that tells us how much gas we've got left in the car before we're stranded. So we can stop and get some gas. And the calendar, with all the hoopla that goes on, even now, well before Thanksgiving, we have constant reminders about us that Christmas is coming, we need to get our Christmas shopping done and things wrapped. Excuse me. And yes, you must be ready when Christ returns. He says this in our gospel text this evening. These exact words. He lays it out and is speaking to us in plain black and white words. He says, stay dressed for action. Keep your lamps burning and be like men who are waiting for the master to come home from the wedding feast so that they may open the door to him at once when he comes and knocks. The staying dressed that our Lord is talking about is having fastened on the belt of truth and having put on the breastplate of righteousness and for shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given by the gospel of peace. It's quite some attire. These are items that are given us at our baptism. These are items we should embrace daily in our walk. And you simply cannot make preparations for the coming of Jesus Christ on just that day when he returns. These are things we ought to examine here this evening, this last night of 2014. We must wake, awake, for the night is flying. Our Lord spoke often of his return, his second coming, his coming back to judge the living and the dead. He told his disciples in John chapter 14, if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. Did you know that in the 260 chapters of all of the New Testament, that Christ's return return is mentioned no less than 318 times. Statistically, that's a lot of being reminded that our Lord is coming again. It is indeed why we need to wake up, be prepared, and consider these things our Lord speaks to us tonight in His Gospel. In this lesson tonight from Luke's Gospel, we find the first extended teaching of the second coming of Jesus. And here He warns His followers to be ready. In the verses of this evening's text, we're given three distinct characteristics of one prepared for the coming of the Lord. Waiting for our Lord is not to be considered the absence of doing anything constructive. It's a time when God is working behind the scenes and His primary focus is on each of us. One translation of the Bible says in Romans chapter 8, it's kind of a new version, but and it paraphrases the Bible, but it really puts this really well. It says, waiting, as in waiting for our Lord, waiting does not diminish us any more than waiting diminishes a pregnant woman. We are enlarged in the waiting. We try to wait patiently. The hardest part of waiting is just that. The waiting. Waiting involves time. Usually quite a bit of it. And we don't know when our waiting will be over. The first characteristic of one prepared is that it's a preparation. What do you consider this? What do we say to somebody that's going to travel with us or go on a trip or make a journey with us? What's the first thing you say? Be dressed and ready, and we're going to leave at umpteenth time. Be dressed and ready to go. Jesus said in our text, stay dressed for action and keep your lamps burning. And be like men who are waiting for their master to come home from the wedding feast, so that they may open the door to him at once when he comes and knocks. Stay dressed for action. Well, these wedding feasts back then, they had an uncertain length. There was no set time for them. Most of the time, maybe it consisted of just a meal, and maybe it lasts only a couple of short hours. But if the host of the feast were wealthy, this feast could last for several days. You just didn't know how long this feast would last. And it would be impossible to determine exactly when the master of the house would return. St. Paul said in 2 Thessalonians, as for you, brothers, do not grow weary in doing good. He says, don't give up. We can't give up. We got to keep trying. We have to keep following the commandments. We have to continue serving each other. We can't tire. We can't slow down. There's too much at stake. Whenever we as Christians take our eyes off of Jesus, we will begin to slack off. The church begins to wither and fade. We cannot stop because we're having a spiritually dry moment. We have to keep going. We need to be faithful year in, year out. The second characteristic of one prepared is one of expectancy. If he comes in the second watch or in the third and finds them awake, blessed are those servants, Jesus says to them. Though it was very late at night, the second watch or the third watch, these servants were still dressed and ready for service. That is, they were not only fully clothed, but the verse says they were dressed for action. What that means is they had their robes tied up in their belts so that they were ready to run to the door. verses reveal that the time of the Lord's return, the time of our Lord's return, shouldn't be a Christian's major concern. What's important is being prepared and living a life of expectancy. St. Paul lived a life of expectancy. He said, "It is my eager expectation and hope that I will not be at all ashamed, but that with full courage, now as always, Christ will be honored in my body, whether by life or by death. For to me to live is Christ." The word translated eager expectation, it describes one kind of straining the neck so that you can see what's coming. Eager expectation. And Paul's life was lived in constant expectation of Christ's return. Now, the third characteristic of one prepared is one of faithfulness. Concerning faithfulness, Jesus has two things to say in our text tonight about faithfulness. He says, "Blessed are those servants whom the master finds awake when he comes. Truly I say to you, he will dress himself for service and have them recline at table, and he will come and serve them." Who then is the faithful and wise manager whom his master will set over his household to give them their portion of food at the proper time? And then he says the second thing. He says, "Blessed is that servant whom the master will find so doing when he comes. Truly I say to you, he will set him over all of his possessions." I give you a wonderful example of this master serving the servants. If you think about John's Gospel, where we read about Jesus wrapping a towel around his waist and going down in there in the upper room and washing all the feet of his disciples. The master serving the servants. If we are faithful, we will serve others. And we sing hymns of praise and joy to God, now don't we? Especially at this time of year. God has done marvelous things to bless us this past year here at Zion. He's done wondrous things for each one of you this past year. Some may shake their heads. Yes, he has done wonderful things for you. You're sitting here in church on New Year's Eve. We just sang this evening, "Wake, awake, for night is flying, for we are prepared for the coming of our Lord this evening." We gather here this evening to receive him, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, in his true body and his true blood, in with and under this bread and this wine, and we celebrate this evening. And we consume his body and blood for life, salvation, and peace. For in our faithfulness, as we eagerly anticipate his second coming, we believe his speaking to us these words in our text tonight. Hear them again. "You must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect." In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all human understanding keep our hearts and minds in the risen Christ Jesus.